FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's November 23rd, 2016. One day and counting to Turkey Day. Hey, you've been in the market and doing well. You probably don't have too many turkeys in your portfolio. But the question is, what does this election mean? Do you have to change your path? Have things really changed? Has the economy suddenly healed? Just because the stock market's going up, well, it's been going up for years already, and the real economy has been left in the dust. But got Damian Lupo with us. Talk about this, what you need to be doing. Hey, Damian is a serial entrepreneur, started over 30 different companies, an insurance agency, a precious metals firm, venture capital, and the list goes on and on. But we welcome you back on, Damian. Good to have you.
Kerry, thank you for having me, man. It's great to be here and happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Hey, yeah, well, hey, this is one of the best holidays of the year for sure. But as long as you don't, in some families, as long as you don't talk about politics, because they're just melting down over it still. It's remarkable how people are behaving. Many of you, not all of you out there, but a number. But the more important thing is elections come and go. But the government's the government, and the economy's the economy. And yes, over time, policies can have an effect on the economy, no question about it. But what's your take here on the aftermath of the election without getting into the political aspects of it, Damian?
Well, it's funny because I was talking to one of my colleagues and a partner of mine maybe a week after the election, and he said, you know, I was really concerned 8 years ago because I thought everything was going to change with that election when Obama got into office. And really, my life hasn't changed all that much. My health insurance is three times as expensive, but really, my day-to-day hasn't changed that much. So am I going to be fearful or that excited? I don't know. I mean, really, is that much going to change? And I think people have given away a lot of the control of their lives to the political system, relying on it. And that's, to me, that just says a lot about being a victim. And the other way of looking at life is about being totally self-responsible and saying, whatever happens, I'm going to run with it. I'm going to take advantage of it. And I think there's some opportunities that are coming that we're really going to be able to take advantage of. And it's the time, it's the age of the entrepreneur. It's time for us to take a hold of something, create something. And the market is really, in my opinion, going to open up. I think a lot of the restrictions, a lot of the victim ideas or the way that we can just suck the system dry under the previous administration, people were doing that. I think a lot of that's going to end. And the people that are going to flourish are the ones that are going to really engage, create, and they're going to go out there and they're going to find a shifting environment where there's less red tape. There's more options. And one thing that I read recently, you may have seen this, the idea that the money that's sitting outside the U.S., that coming back into the U.S., in all likelihood, this is the corporations that have all this money parked in Ireland or wherever, that money coming back because of the tax rates potentially dropping down or temporarily being reduced would potentially surge the economy. But what I think is going to happen is it's more likely that money surges the stock market because it'll end up being used for stock buybacks, which is really good for people that have C-level stock options that are high up in these companies. But it's what that does is it surges things, and it is artificial. I think it's just going to lead to kind of kicking the can down the road. And I think I'm pretty optimistic about where we're going, at least for a while. And so that kind of makes me excited. I'm not afraid of anything. I'm really more in the optimism camp.
Well, you know, the thing about repatriation is you have Apple USA, and then you have Apple Ireland. And what happens? All the money gets shuffled over through creative accounting, whatever. All their international profits go into Apple Ireland. But then what they do is they have Apple Ireland open up a bank account at Citibank or Chase or whatever, JP Morgan Chase. And the money does get repatriated in a manner of speaking. But, you know, I think the tax dollars coming in will be a plus. I think they'll repatriate because it's just a good deal to repatriate. But how much really more gets invested? I'm not convinced about that because the money is here. It's just here, not under the ownership of the parent company. Yeah,
that's right. It is funny how a lot of this is smoke and mirrors, and it's just a shuffle. It's an ongoing financial dance. And so really, is that going to have that big of an impact? Maybe. I think it makes more of an impact with headlines and people's psyche than it does on the bottom line.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's better that your tax system be neutral and that you don't have to, your citizens and companies don't have to spend inordinate sums of money trying to beat it. Okay. So that in and of itself will be a huge stimulus, just cutting that rate to 15%, especially for guys like you and me, Damian, who small businesses, S-Corp or LLC, which means that the profits flow through to your personal income tax return, and it gets taxed at individual rates, which in most cases is way higher than 15%. So you being able to keep the profits, me being able to keep more of our profits and reinvest, that is a big thing. And then just the regulations. I mean, we've become this regulatory super state where there's a regulation on, you know, how to clean your toilet at this point. Certainly a regulation on how many gallons of water it can flush at a time. I mean, it's out of hand, right?
Yeah, it made me, when you said about cleaning your toilet, the first thing that comes to mind is there's actually, when I was building and remodeling houses, I had to go find, the only toilets I could buy had this flush of whatever, 0.6 gallons per flush, which means everybody has to flush four times to make it work because the government got involved in a decision like flushing your toilet. Mm-hmm. Like that's one of the best things about the person that was elected that has this mission to undo that kind of garbage, because so much of that stuff just makes our life frustrating. And what the idea there is that we're smart enough to make these decisions. The government doesn't need to make them. And so I'm pretty excited about that piece. I mean, it's a perfect opportunity for those of us that want to go do something. It's a disaster for somebody that's sitting there eating Twinkies and bonbons on the couch and watching the Kardashians. I mean, that's who's going to lose out, I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, it's absurd. A lot of it, these regulations, there used to be things that we were able to do on our own. And now for some reason, you're not capable of doing it. And the light bulb thing, banning of incandescent light bulbs, although they weren't exactly banned, but commercial incandescent light bulbs, stuff like that is just freaking maddening. And really hurts the economy. Let's face it.
You know, it's another thing that came up with the regulations. There was a bill that Senator Wyden out in Oregon had proposed, and it's probably more likely to be something that the current president would be interested in signing. And it basically capped out people's Roth IRAs at $5 million. If you had more than $5 million, you had to reduce the amount that was in there. Right. And it's, so at first I was like, I looked at that and thought, this is terrible. They're trying to keep people under a certain amount. And really they're preventing people from the American dream of creating big wealth. And then I thought, well, if this actually happens, I mean, how bad is this? You create a surge, you go out there and you do something big, and your Roth IRA goes to 15 million. You have to distribute 10 million back or do something with 10 extra million. And I thought, okay, this is the government thinking they're brilliant about keeping people down. And I sort of laughed, because at first my initial reaction was the media is telling me this guy is going to make it hard for me to get rich. And then I thought, wait, they can't do that. All they can do is cause me to be creative, and there's always an opportunity. So I really don't care what these folks propose in terms of laws to try to keep us from getting rich. I think it's really up to us to decide whether or not we're going to create wealth, and whether we're going to be a victim or we're going to be a victor.
Yeah, well, exactly. You got to take some responsibility and not rely upon the government for your sustenance here. There's got to be a better way of doing it. And, you know, as long as the tax policy is predictable and consistent, and the way it is now, I mean, it's just been filled with loopholes to pretty much the advantage of the oligarchs and huge corporations, if I repeat myself. So get rid of that, make it a level playing field, and make it so that you don't have to think about, when you're entering into a deal, how you're going to have to lessen the tax implications of what would otherwise be a good investment. So many deals get killed because of taxes.
Yeah, and it's a complete waste of time and resources. I can't even begin to think about the amount of hours, days, weeks, and years of my life that have been spent on that thing. Instead of thinking about creating something that was valuable to society and a great asset, I'm thinking about how we're structuring things all the time. And that alone is a really exciting thing about what's happening. The shift is getting that stuff so it's simple and just not so damn complex, where mm-hmm. people are spending their precious time thinking about structuring versus thinking about actually creating something of value.
Yeah, exactly. So simplify it, get rid of the thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of pages in the tax code, which just makes your life a living hell once a year, right?
It does. And really what you just said is exactly right, Kerry. When we're talking about who's benefiting, it's like the giant sugar producers in Florida, or the corn industry or something, or whatever these different industries are, where they're benefiting from all this code. Are people actually benefiting? No, it's these multi-billionaires that are benefiting from that stuff, and wiping these things out is not going to hurt the average person. It's not going to hurt us. It's going to take this thing down so it's a level playing field. I'm all in favor of that. That makes me happy.
Yeah. So, and I think that's one of the plans that he's got for immediate implementation, the reformation of the tax code, because people are just fed up with it. Certainly he's going to do it with the business taxes first, and then the rest will come later. Who knows? Maybe we'll see people going back to C-Corps to avoid taxes here. You never know, because everybody's shifted to S-Corps and LLCs because you avoid the corporate double taxation. But when it's 15%, starts looking attractive to do that, perhaps, and then really accumulate profits. Who knows? So hey, what do you think people can do in the meantime, in the aftermath of the election, to really start planning to build wealth and to improve your life?
The strategy I love for everybody is to take more control and do things on your own instead of just putting our head in the sand. I think that's the disaster move. It's just kind of rolling with status quo because things are changing. And that's why I like what we've created, this idea that people can take their money and have it in a vehicle that is not Wall Street, to where they are actually managing their own money, their own investments. That makes me that seems like the first place to go, because it forces us into a mindset of responsibility and control over our future instead of just hoping. Like, this hope idea is crazy. Regardless of what happens in politics, whatever happens, if we're already in the flow of control, if we're already practicing looking at deals or creating businesses, if that's our mindset, then we're just going to adapt to whatever the new rules are, the different tax rates going to a corp. And so people that have set up their EQRPs and have their money outside of this passive system of Wall Street and the stock market, when they actually have control, they tend to be thinking and doing things differently because they're in this active vehicle that they're driving. And I think that is one of the most powerful things to do. It's to shift, because you're owning it. I mean, you're saying, I am in charge of my life, and I can't just, I'm not handing this off to anybody anymore. So that one shift will lead to a domino effect in thinking, in who we spend time with, and what we're listening to. So I think that is a great place to start, just taking control of the money that we have that we're using for retirement.
Yeah, well, that's important money. We know that. And your system definitely can be a real advantage. Just briefly remind us, I know we talked about it in depth the last time you were on, but just quickly tell us how this works.
Yeah, so what we have, it's called the EQRP, and it's essentially you taking your money out of Wall Street, out of the 401ks and the IRAs, all that money that's basically dead or your hope money, and it's putting it into your hands so that you have a checkbook to go invest how you want to, whether it's in real estate or it's in businesses or precious metals. It's the things that you understand, that you control, and so you're opting out of that system that you don't have any control over, and you're opting out of all those fees that you've been paying, and then at that point you really have some choice to be able to drive this thing any way you want. You also have a lot more options for putting a lot more money into this thing, like 10 times as much as you have in IRAs. You can put in your plan, in your retirement vehicle. So there's some really, really cool things that can be done with this vehicle. And I think I'd shared this last time. I wrote a book on this a few years ago, and folks that haven't received a copy of it should definitely go to our website, totalcontrolfinancial.com/Kerry. Get a copy of the book. I'm going to send it out to you for free so you can get up to speed, because if you don't know about this, you need to. And the truth is, most people haven't heard of it because all they've heard is the Wall Street messaging. And then they get bits and pieces from people that are sharing the truth like you are. And this is one of those things that they need to know about and understand. And it's if it's a good option, it's something to be done immediately. So get a copy of that book and then see if it's kind of the right fit. And if it is, we can get it going.
Yep. Something you need to know about. So we will have a link to your site, to Damien, to get that free book on financialsurvivalnetwork.com in the show notes to the interview. We always provide them. And take control. Be the master of your destiny. You can't totally be, but you can do a lot better than you've done in the past, for sure. And take a look at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Any questions, either on this show or any others, email kl@carrielutz.com, kl@carrielutz.com. Follow us on Twitter and all that, @carrielutz. And take a look on Facebook. Well, it turned out to be pretty fake during the election, but Facebook, you can find our page there, Financial Survival Network. Just search it, join it, and we'd love to have you in on the dialogue. And Damien, good luck, and hey, we'll talk to you again in a little while, see what the election will actually inject or provide into the system, whether it's stability or instability. Either way, just be prepared. Damien, we'll talk to you again soon. Be well.
All right. Thanks, Carrie. Same to you.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.